Welcome to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. Today we've got an amazing message of hope and healing just for you. God's word never returns to him void, so let this message sink deep into your heart so that you can walk out your complete healing journey today.
Good morning! Welcome to Healing Journeys Today. My name is Nikki Oshinsky-Weller, and I'm really, really glad to have y'all here. I look forward to this every week. What I have shared has ministered to me as much as I hope it has ministered to you. So thank you for coming back and let me share with you. What I'm sharing on today is what is better than a miracle. And I want to first say that I know many of you who tune into our channel are seeking miracles. You need literal miracles in your life because of in your body, in your mind, in your emotions, in your family circumstances. This is not belittling that. This is actually adding to the promise that you can receive everything Jesus provided on the cross. Better than a miracle. What could be better than a miracle? As someone who has experienced miracles, if you don't know my story, I had 5.5 years. I had fibromyalgia, myofascial pain syndrome. I also had extreme environmental illness. You know, picture the boy in the bubble. I was allergic to everything. I spent several years in a wheelchair. I lost all muscle tone. I could not feed myself. I could not sit up. And when I received the truth of the word that today was a day of salvation, and just like you can receive salvation at any point, you just can get it. That's the day you can receive it. I didn't have to wait for the perfect sovereign time of the Lord to receive my healing. That was the straw that broke the camel's back for me. I was instantly healed 20 years ago this November. And I want you to know I have seen miracles in my life in different places over and over again in my own body. I mean, like 2 days after I was healed, we realized that I had muscles. like I had been going to the gym for a year. Like, you know, so I have large arms for a woman. Like, I had these muscles 2 days after I was healed. Like, there's no way it could be there. If you watch the documentary, My Healing, at the end, you see my friend playing with my muscles because we realized it was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. I mean, yes, I want you to know I've had to be rescued from crisis again and again. God has done that and will do that for you. But there is something greater than that. It says, in Galatians 3:14, Jesus, our Messiah, was cursed in our place, and in so doing, dissolved the curse from our lives, so that all the blessings of Abraham can be poured out upon even non-Jewish believers. And now God gives us the promise of the wonderful Holy Spirit who lives within us when we believe in him. We can receive every promise that was made to the Jews, to the Israelites, to Abraham and his descendants. We are grafted into that family. I remember there was, what are those called? Crepe myrtles? In my mom's backyard, and I saw crepe myrtles look like bushes that have flowers on them, but they're actually trees and they get really, really tall, but they come in different colors like white and purple and pink. And you can take one branch of a pink one and go over to a white or a purple one and graft it in. I don't know how you do it, but somehow you make the branch adhere to the other tree. And that branch, though it's still a different color, the blooms that go off of it, its life source and its identity as part of this tree now. That's how we are. We are now non-Jews, though my husband is of Jewish descent, part of him. I'm not Jewish. I'm just a very white woman. But we are grafted into the family of Christ. We are grafted into the descendants of Abraham, and we can receive all the blessings that God said he would give to Abraham and his descendants. That is ours. But notice how it said, the wonderful Holy Spirit who lives within us, we believe in him. That friend of ours I've been talking about these last couple weeks. If you don't know the person of the Holy Spirit, I encourage you to go back and look a couple weeks ago in the playlist. I talk about our friend, the Holy Spirit, and the benefits of knowing him for yourself. Go back. 2 Corinthians 1:22. This is in the Passion Translation. God literally had me add the scripture like 3 minutes ago. So here we go. It says, He knows we are his, since he has also stamped his seal of love over our hearts and has given us the Holy Spirit like an engagement ring is given to a bride. A down payment of the blessings to come. The Holy Spirit is that reminder. It's like when you get engaged and you wear the ring, you go around and you're like, oh, he promised. And then you fall asleep and then you wake up and you're like, oh, it's too good to be true. Do we really get engaged? And then you look down your hand and you're like, oh, yeah, that's true. That's what the Holy Spirit is to be to us. Lord, you promised. You feel far from me. Oh, no, there's your promise. There's the Holy Spirit. Lord, you said, but I don't know if I don't know how to walk this out. Well, the Holy Spirit's right there to show you how to walk it out. The Holy Spirit. But I remember waking up often in those 6 weeks before we were married and being like, wait a minute. Am I really getting married? Like, for real? Like, for real, for real? And I would look down my hand and, oh, my gosh, I am getting married. Oh, my goodness. And so the Holy Spirit is that reminder, the down payment to us of the blessings that are to come, that are ours, which I think is just incredibly awesome. But the thing is, miracles are awesome. They're also meant to show the world that there is a God greater than themselves. But if we need miracles, then there's a crisis. There has to be a crisis for miracles to be needed, right? If I go the rest of my life having no more miracles for me and my family, only blessings, then I am very happy because that means there was no crisis. There was no crisis. But the enemy wants us to live. If he can't kill you, then he wants you to live constantly in a state of crisis so he can steal the life and the vibrancy of your life away from you. And that is sick, but it sure does work, doesn't it? Or you get over one crisis and then there's another and there's another from crisis to crisis. But the word says this. Wait for it. Notes. John 1:16-18. We're staying in the Passion Translation today, y'all. And now out of his fullness, we are fulfilled. And from him, we receive grace heaped upon more grace. Moses gave us a law, but Jesus, the anointed one, unveils truth wrapped in tender mercy. No one has ever gazed upon the fullness of God's splendor except the uniquely beloved Son, who is cherished by the Father and who is held close to his heart. Now he has unfolded to us the full explanation of who God truly is. There is no part of God that is hidden from us. There is no blessing that is withheld from us because we are grafted in. We have been given the promise. We are his. What he said he will do. You know, I was thinking in terms of these kids, these child babies who got together in the right God's timing. I did not marry Mark just so that when crisis hit, he could help me out of the hole. I married him because of the promise that he would bless me all the days of his life. And because I loved him, I wanted to promise to bless him all the days of my life. And for the most part, we've done that, though we are fallen people. God sent you the Holy Spirit as a promise because he wants to bless you and release his blessings to you all the days of your life here and in heaven. And so we can get tunnel vision, especially when we're hurting in crisis. We have these acute things going on. Believe me, I get it. I totally get it. But the enemy wants to make you have tunnel vision and only see the miracle that you need. Meanwhile, you have this bridegroom standing there, not only wanting to fulfill that miracle, but show you all the blessings and all the promises that he has for you. God wants to expand your vision. My son is beginning like this 18-month journey of getting orthodontic work in, and he just got an expander put in, which goes into the top of his soft palate. Your top soft palate is not fused together until you're like 9 or 10. And so it's going to slowly press on his teeth and make his teeth go out wider so there's more room for the teeth to come in. And then he gets braces, and then he gets the bottom one, and then he gets braces. He doesn't know that part. One step at a time, y'all. One step at a time. But our hope is, in doing this now, that his teeth will be properly aligned, his bite will be totally different, and he will have room for everything that he needs to have room with, and he will have oral health the rest of his life. That's why we are paying all the monies that we are paying to the orthodontist. And God kept telling me as he was singing, I would hear him singing over his people blessings. That's how this all started. I just heard him blessing his people, singing that he loved us, that he's for us, that he's right behind us and he's beside us, that he's face lights up when he looks at us. And he said, I want my people to be expanded. I want them to expand their expectation of me. Not as just the God that will rescue them from crisis, but the one who blesses them all the days of their life. I believe if you will focus on the God who wants to fully bless you with all things, then all the things that you need that you feel like you need to just hold up and shine a light on so much, he'll take care of them. And meanwhile, you won't cut him short with unbelief that he isn't dealing with you in every area of your life. What did I write down? I wrote things. In this scripture where it says heaping grace upon grace, that means one gift after another because of Jesus, or one blessing after another. Does your life, even though you live in this fallen world and deal with people who are special, does your life look like one blessing after another? One way made straight after another? Or does it look like a rescue after a rescue? If your life looks like a rescue after a rescue, I'm really glad you were rescued, and I am here to celebrate the rescues with you. But God wants you to expect to live a life from gift to gift, from blessing to blessing. That's what we as his people are called to, and I'm so thankful because this girl don't like drama. I don't watch it, and I don't entertain it in my home. God wants us to expand our expectation of him and for your entire life, not to work at receiving him just as the God of miracles, but to know him as the God of blessings in your life. That's what I wrote down. I was like, Lord, expand my expectation of you. Expand what I expect you to do. Let me hear you humming over me and my family. Let me hear your love for people. You know, often I will go out, and because I'm a seer, I see things over people. I can see what's going on with people. Since I was little, I was the little girl that would walk in a room and I would just know that person's going through a divorce and they're having a hard time. And I would just know that that person's not feeling well. And I could read people really well. And I would tell my mom this and she'd be like, well, you perceive something you're not ready for, you know? And it was just so I could pray over them. What was I saying? Where was I going with all this? Oh, but I've also said, Lord, show me your love for people individually. The checkout person at the grocery store, the person behind the counter at the gas station. I remember the last time I was in Las Vegas, we've been there several times because my husband would have a work convention there. And so I would go for like a couple days and just stay with him and, you know, let the vendors take us to really great meals and enjoy my time in the hotel while he's doing his thing. It was very lovely. And I remember taking this bus from one hotel to the other, shuttle kind of thing. And I didn't notice the bright lights or the fountains or anything. I saw the people. I saw the guy that was vacuuming out one of the fountains. I saw a lady. She had a big thing of already washed linens coming out from a truck. I saw the police officer. I saw trashmen picking up trash. I just saw the people that lived there. This is where they lived. And I was just, in my heart, blessing them because I saw God's love for them in putting their hand to something. And God wants to do that for you. He wants you to see that you doing your everyday, even if your everyday is waking up trying to breathe well and waking up and hoping that you can get up today, what you are putting your hand to, he sees as beautiful. You are more than enough. He speaks blessings over every day of your life. He is for you. And so I was like, Lord, expand it. God is expanding so many of our heart pictures. He really is. You may feel almost unstable as your former ways of thinking and processing the word of God, it's being moved. The way you even see the word of God is changing. The way you even digest the word of God is changing as your mind is being renewed. So you might feel like, I don't even know myself here. This is new. God is forming in you a healthy expectation of him that will receive and process all he has for you for the rest of your life from a picture that he loves you and that he blesses you. That's what God's doing for his people. I truly believe that. Ephesians 3:6 in the NLT says, and this is God's plan. Both Gentiles and Jews who believe the good news share equally in the rich inheritance of God's children. Both are part of the same body, and both enjoy the promise of blessings because they belong to Jesus Christ. It's not about what you've done or haven't done. It's about Jesus. He did it. He already did it. And if you've received him as Lord, He has given you the promise of the Holy Spirit. He blesses you. He expects to bless you every day of your life. He goes before you and he makes the crooked path straight. He turns everything that the enemy meant for evil for your good, because he is sealed in covenant with you, and he blesses you because he loves you as much as he loves himself. Can you imagine that? I cannot. I want to speak this blessing over you, which is a scripture. Have you heard the new song by Carrie Job and Cody Carnes called The Blessing? Most of you have, I'm sure. It's directly from scripture. That song has been like on auto replay in my head over and over and over again. And as I looked it up in the Word of God, in Numbers 6, 22 through 27, it says, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying to Aaron and his son, saying, 'Thus you shall bless the people of Israel.'" We are now part of Israel because we're grafted into that family. "You shall say to them," this is what God wanted spoken over you. This is what he wants released over you every day of your life. "The Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." It's done. God blesses you. He has put his name on you. He has made a covenant with you. You are blessed. You are his. This is not a striving thing. Everything that we receive from God, our miracles, love, provision, is done from the resting, seated place of, "Oh, he said it. I've received him. It's done. I have his name. It's a done deal." God wants to quiet some of you who have, you've really been going. You've been pedaling your bike. Just keep going. Just keep going. I won't stop until I get my miracle. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And God's like, "Will you come sit in my lap? Come sit. Let me show you how it's done. Let me speak my blessings over you and settle your heart." And yes, you will put your hand to things and you will bless God. He will be greatly happy that with your intentions in your heart, you will purpose to do God's will. And it blesses him over and over again. But it's from this settled, easy place. I wrote, not only does God want you to receive your miracle, he wants, as your heart picture expands, he wants you to no longer live from crisis to crisis, but from blessing to blessing. That's what he wants for you. It's your miracle is like this much of him, and he's like the whole person. And so as you perceive the whole person, the miracle part's taken care of. It really is. It really is. Actually, as you perceive him, the thing that's barking in your face like a dog that wants to eat your face off, it's going to get smaller and smaller and smaller and shrivel away and die and line up with the Word of God, because your God is that much bigger. You perceive it. You welcome him in. And the unbelief, which unbelief is the only thing that can stop blessing in our life. It's done deal. He sent it out. Unbelief is the only thing that can reject blessing. That unbelief goes away as our view of him becomes expanded. I hope that makes sense. You know, when this whole COVID crap started, I remember painting rainbows with my daughter. We would do art and I would just make rainbows. And then I got out this heart banner with all different color hearts on it that I usually put up around Valentine's Day every year. And I put it on our mantle and I just left it there, because rainbows remind me of God's promises, but not only his promise to preserve us like he did with Noah, but his promise of blessing on my people and on my children. Let's remember the blessing. Let's remember the promise. And I have, in this season, only seen blessing upon blessing, provision upon provision, protection upon protection. God singing blessings over me and my family, because it doesn't change because of what's going on in the world. He sent it out. We believe it and we receive it because we keep our picture of him to be true to form, which is he is for us. He's not against us. He goes before us and behind us and beside us and within us. He makes the way straight. He sings blessings over us. And so my prayer for you guys is that God will expand your expectation of him through the Word of God, that you will start perceiving in your own ways him singing blessings over you and over your family and over your children and over your grandchildren and over your great-grandchildren and over the people that you touch and minister to, over the people that you choose as family. God wants that for you, and he wants you to speak blessings over those around you and over yourself, declaring the truth of what the Word of God says. He'll put mile markers in front of you that you keep out to remind you of his promises, like my silly watch band. It's not silly. It's the things you use to, oh, go back and look at him. Oh, remember the one who blesses me. He doesn't just rescue me. He blesses me. So let me pray for y'all. Can I pray for you? Yes, you can, because you are in charge of the video. but that is what God's doing. Lord, thank you that you are bigger than just being our rescuer. Thank you that you are bigger than our crisis. I thank you that you are putting to a full stop cycles of crisis in people's life. You're changing our expectations from just needing you always to rescue us to being the one who loves us and blesses us all the days of our life. I thank you that people come into individuals' lives today and actually literally speak verbal blessings over them. That shocks them because they hear you in it, blessing them individually. I thank you that where we need miracles, the lying, deceptive weight of these miracles is lightened at the load of the love of who you are and what you speak over us as it's manifested in our hearts and expands our ability to receive the fullness of the Word of God, of the good news of what Jesus already did. I thank you that stinging words are being, I see it. Some of you carry around like you have like blow dart level needles of words spoken over you, not just of sickness, but of not enough, of liar because we don't believe you're healed, or of you've disappointed people, or been told you disappointed people. Those needles are getting pricked out right now in the name of Jesus in exchange for the words of blessing that your Father speaks over you. The Word of God is going to come alive even more in your heart. It's going to bless you and say that you are wanted. You are enough. You are full of truth. You are not a disappointment. In fact, you are altogether wonderful. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing in people's hearts. He's healing your heart right now. I expect to hear these things that are crises that need miracles. You know what I'm saying. How many times? I expect reports that these crises shrink, diminish, and go away. And what is left standing is the truth and evidence of the blessing of God in your life. I expect that your expectations of needing, here we go again, it's always this way, this is all the way my life, this is just how it works in my family, we've always been this way, that you actually expect the blessings of the family of God that you've been invited in. I truly, truly expect that. So thank you so much for coming, letting me share. I love you. Thank you for being here. And bye.
We hope you got some great nuggets of wisdom out of that teaching. Thank you for listening to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. And don't forget, you can find us live on Facebook and YouTube 7 days a week. If you would like to donate, please go to www.healingjourneystoday.com. Isaiah 53:5 says, "And by his stripes, we are healed." God bless you.